Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love.
I used to sing that song a lot in Sunday school growing up. Creating bonds was something that was important in my family upbringing. It's one of my grandma's legacy to us. She went around the neighborhood creating bonds. She created bonds in her church with people. Everywhere she went. All day, every day. I saw my mother teaching me how to create bonds with people. Even in when there was absence, when she was away, she was intentional about developing that within me. It is something that has been passed down from generations to generations. Yet some people have such a hard time creating bonds with other people, or there's some issues where people create bonds that to a negative person, they create bonds that are hurtful for them. We're going to get into all the nuances of creating bonds. Does it take time to create bonds? Are bonds just instantly formed? Are all bonds good for you? Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this conversation. We pray for coverage from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. We pray that you would cover our weak. Bless every person listening and let this make a difference in their lives. We pray blessings on their week. Let it be a week filled with transformation, a week filled with peace, a week filled with divine connections that will glorify and honor your name. In your precious holy name, I pray. Amen. Hello, hello, hello world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies Claudia Lewis, everybody calls Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We let come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL. For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man. Yeah, man.
We're back to talking about our favorite subject, and that is relationships. Yeah. It's about bonds, and not money bonds like we did last month. It's about relationship bonds. Let's just dive into this. What do you think is more important, the amount of time you've been together or the bond that you have? Who wants to start a couple of things? Because this one could go so many ways.
I think when I got that question, I think you texted to me and I immediately said time, because I think, I think the question is relative to each person's experience. So for me, the reason why I gravitated toward time is because I had a long-term relationship before I decided to get married. So the bond was created throughout the years, after building that, after having spent the long, I was with my husband 8 years before we decided to get married. So of course the bond was developed then. There was no instant bond. So I'm sure it depends on another person's experience. A bond will be much better for them. But just for me, it was more, because for me, I'm very, how Jamaicans would say, standoffish. Because I read people before I allow them into my space. So for me personally, it will always be long-term before it becomes an instant bond.
What you think, Tree? Because some people sometimes love at first sight, or you just get so chemically attracted, or some people would dismiss it because they're like, I'm not even going to spend no time with you if I don't feel some kind of bonding early in the relationship.
I like to say, what Jamaican said, vibes. I'm a spirit tech. So for me, it has to be the bond. Because it, even though I dated my husband for 6 years before we got married, I have to have some kind of bond to you in order to even engage with you.
Interesting.
My spirit have to take you, as them Jimmy. The vibes has to be there. Even when I engage with a stranger, there's something pulling me to that person. Why even continue? Like, you might say hi to me, and I'm like, hi. And I keep walking versus hi and start engaging and having a full-blown conversation with you. For me, it's your energy. I feed off people's energy. And I think that creates a bond, even if it's just for a second, a moment, a memory. There has to be something there for me to connect with you. Time doesn't mean much, in my opinion. Because you can be in a relationship with somebody. I really don't know that person. If you're not intentional about, I mean, every day is a school day. Every day I talk to my husband, there's something new we're discovering about each other.
Yep, girl. Yeah, because the person you are today is not the same person he was a couple years ago. So it's a different person that you're meeting. Each of you, both of you. But with bond, I'm wondering in what context or what meaning of in the word bond? Because when you said spirit tech, I think that's, is that bond or, as you said, a vibe?
Our energy is like...
Our energy. So is energy. That bond or in what context are we using bond, Tina? Maybe it's just me.
I get, for me, bond means a connection. It's a relationship between people or groups based on shared feelings, interest, or experiences. When I heard the question, the first thing I started to do was question the question. I was like, it depends on the bond, right? It depends on the bond because in my mind, bond can be like how it explains it, shared experiences, shared this, shared that. But some people have a bond to their expectations from the past. And they use the past to figure out how much they can trust this new experience that they're going through with you. Some people, suppose the expectations of the past has changed, or suppose the bond that you have with the person is a completely negative like vibe where they are controlling and you are bonded because it feels like somebody's really taking care of you, but they're really a narcissist because they're controlling. So in my mind, bond can be both negative and positive, and I felt like the more time you spend with people, you'll find out if the bond is a positive experience. You'll find out if the bond is a negative experience. You'll find out if it's purely tied to something that you expected from the past that you're now reliving in the future. So, but I feel time tells the true self. Time reveals the true person, because you can act for a limited amount of time, but in a long period of time, your true selves come forth.
Oh, yeah. You can't hide it. Yeah.
Right. You can't hide it for that long. So I found this question, like, what's the difference between a relationship and a bond? A bond between two individuals can be based on love, trust, honesty, marriage, or simply a blood relation. It is purely the individual's choice to decide the bond between them. A bond in which two people are in a state of being together is friendship. If the bond is more than that, it can be named as a relationship. And I like where it says it was a choice.
Is it a choice, though? I mean, sometimes if you're in a situation where somebody is, they know your expectations, they know you very well, and they give you enough of what you want to keep you doing what they want you to do. You can be still bonded to the person, but it's like a means to an end for them.
But isn't that still, but it's still, no, in terms of the choice that we're talking about, it's purely the choice, the individual choice to decide the bond between them. So you still have to decide what kind of bond you want to have with this person. So if you realize that that person is controlling, you can break that bond and say, okay, I'm just going to be cordial with this person and I'm not going to allow them in my space, nothing more than hi, bye, and that's it. I'm not going to allow them anymore to be, you know, so controlling over my life, or I'm going to remove myself from that.
But some people think control is care.
That's true.
And they don't realize it until time. Some people think that this person is caring for me while they are doing X, Y.
So that's based off your expectations and how you were raised. It's history. It's
experiences. Oh, wow.
Experience. Yeah. That's the word I was trying to look for, Trina. It's your experiences and how you receive and saw love. And it's how, you know, in the past, how you saw what was love to you. Some people feel that. I remember, you know, people would say in abusive relationship, well, if my man don't lick me, him don't love me. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah,
in the heavenly heavens? Mm-hmm. We have all heard that,
yeah.
And that's because in their past, they have seen, you know, their family members being abused, and it was, you know, the person come back with these loving thoughts or gifts and these sweet nothings the following day and apologies, and they feel that that's love. So they grew up now with that feeling that if the person is not being abusive to me, they really don't, or if they're not overly jealous, they don't really love me. That's a bond, but it's a different kind of bond.
That's what I am saying. So I'm saying, how do you choose if the bond? I just don't see that there's a choice in being bonded to someone. I don't feel like some people give themselves a choice. Like if it's a negative bond, but the person have complete. All right, let's say you're bonded to someone like Whitney and Bobby Brown. You're bonded to someone who really is not, is like a dream killer. Like, they don't like to see you shine because they want to compete with your shine. That bond wrecks somebody's purpose.
It does. But that don't say that they don't have a bond, though.
But I remember watching Whitney explain in the Oprah interview when she said that to the world, she's Whitney Houston, but to Bobby, she's his wife. And that for her was the difference. Like, everyone holds her up on this pedestal and want her to be Whitney Houston. But here I am, I'm this man's wife. And I remember like listening to that and going, you know what? I see you, Whitney. You know what I mean? Because, again, the expectation and her experience. I want to be somebody's wife. And this man, I don't want to be Whitney. Yes, you guys want me to be Whitney Houston and put me on this pedestal. Exactly. But I'm this man's wife.
That's true. Facts.
So even when he's behind me, I'm still staying with him because that's my husband. So, yes, it was unhealthy.
I don't want to be the
negative,
yeah.
But this man treated
all
her
the time
like a woman, not Whitney Houston. It was, this man made her feel like a person, not this idol. Yes, you see what I'm saying? And that's the bond that they did it together. It was negative. This man made her feel like a person, not this idol.
Down to earth type of thing.
Yes. You see what I'm saying? And that's the bond that they, whatever they did it together. That was their bond.
And just like in everything, you have good and you have bad. And anything taken to any extreme can be bad. So you will have, it's the same with relationship. What was the bond and time? Because you can go through the whole time because you have people who have been together, as Trina said, years, and they really still don't know each other.
They have not connected on a level. And then there are people who spend a short amount of time together and click right away.
On a certain level.
However, that, but I've seen that. I've been in that where it happened quickly.
Yep.
But it wasn't a healthy bond.
Now, how you decipher a healthy versus unhealthy? Because if you're going through this experience and in your head, you're having a healthy experience because you're like, listen, we're connecting. I mean, I've heard like women talk about how they've been on dates and how the date was amazing. And then the next thing you hear, oh, he's not for me. And you're like, what happened? The date was amazing. You guys had this great connection, great conversation. Everything was going well. Oh, well, I don't know. It just, he's not for me. And I'm like, what happened between point A to point B where all of a sudden you were on this high and then nothing? What happened to that connection? It just faded away within days or whatever. So was it like a genuine connection then? Or it was kind of, you know, was it authentic or I don't know.
I think with stuff like that, they don't give the
time.
Thing time.
Mm, you need the time.
Yeah.
Discover.
If you need the time to build that relationship, to build that bond, which is why I still believe that whole time spent together works best. It works best for me because just as you say, it just shifts. You had that, you know, like the honeymoon stage, the initial, you know, but as soon as there's a bump in the road, when you're really going to find out who that person is, you might not like what you see and immediately you disregard and it's over. You didn't even get time to work through it.
And some people, right away, you can, if you're like in tune, like on a spiritual level, you can like, somebody could just open their mouth and talk, and immediately you're just like, okay very no. judgmental. No, this is not good. Like you start doing an assessment in your head, but the assessment in your head comes from old expectations, or if you're in a place where you're truly open, like listening to what they, you know how you pray, Veronica, like, open my ears to hear what they're not saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have to be in that space where you don't get so caught up in the exterior, caught up in what is being said sometimes, because sometimes it's guessing.
Oh, yes.
You know, sometimes you can literally sit there and listen to someone talk, and you're like, you can mm-hmm. pick up right away, okay, that person is judgmental. That person is critical. That person is a complainer. That person would gossip about me. Like, you can sit and just listen and put them in the various categories if you're really spiritually in tune, because it's, a lot of time people think it's just all about the physical when it's coming to hooking up with somebody, connecting with somebody, bonding with somebody, and there is more to it than the exterior. It's way more. They're going to come looking good, smelling fresh, looking fabulous, saying the right things. Those are the ones that you have to be extra quiet around and less giddy. Grandma would say, discernment.
What? Listen, you do all the talking, I'll just listen.
You sit there and listen so that you can truly assess. A lot of times with women, though, when they come into a situation where they're getting to know a guy, they want to do all the talking, and that's backwards.
Tina, why you talk about me?
How you get to know somebody when, but how you get, how you want to know somebody and you talk?
All right, for example, do you all remember when we were in the clubhouse, we have to talk about that.
Oh.
We're in the clubhouse listening to the conversation where men are pouring out their list, what it is that they look for in a woman, what they do when they're assessing them, what's important to them. These are single men.
And these women were not listening.
Not one bit. Very defensive. Very defensive.
I felt so bad because I was like, oh my God, I wish I had this when I was their age. Because it's almost like being a fly on a wall in a locker room where guys were just speaking their truth and they're telling you exactly. I mean, you didn't have to ask, question, or guess. They're telling you exactly what it is they want and what they are looking for. And all these women were so defensive. And I'm like, just listen.
Take some notes.
Yeah, just take some notes. Listen to what they are saying because they are not lying. They're literally telling you what they want.
Next.
They bond with somebody. They were giving us the Bible according to how a male pick up a woman and decide that this is going to be my person.
And the ladies were not having
it. No, they were not.
You know, it's unfair. It was unfair because women are always expected to have their list. It's almost like the guy shouldn't have theirs.
Exactly. That is true.
And when he's listing out his list, you become defensive. But you have your list.
And they weren't even talking about the girls. They were just talking about preferences, what they look forward to. Who is the type of girl they introduced to their mothers?
Mother?
I mean, they were giving us the Bible according to how a male thinks when it comes to the person who he introduces to his mother versus the person who they would never introduce to the mom.
Not happy. They did not want to hear. But then, you know what? We got to take age into consideration here.
Yeah.
Because the truth is...
it was. Yeah.
These young ladies are in their 20s. And in my 20s, you couldn't talk to me, so I don't know.
That exactly was the thing that you said. After the conversation, you're like, you know what? Let's peel back the layers. Let's peel back the layers here. You're like, what was I? You remember you said that?
What was I like in my 20s? Did I want to take an account to how anybody else was feeling? No. I thought I knew it all. You couldn't tell me nothing. So we got to take that one into account. That's true.
We were learning so much, and all these ladies were getting like, literally, here's the relationship 101. And they were defensive. And we did come to the conclusion, like, you know what? In the 20s, too, I felt I could do bad all by myself. Or I felt like I didn't need certain things, or it was a situation where I got to get my point across. Again, it's not, it wasn't about truly finding somebody that they can bond with. They were just literally saying, well, if I'm attracted to you, I mean, the girl, it's almost like the whole thing flipped on its head. I was so thrown off by the fact that they were giving you the Bible according to men, and the women were like, we don't want to hear, fingers in ears.
Now, one lady specifically said, she literally said, I would rather learn on my own than to hear someone's advice. And that's, you know me. my Bible. You tell me, girl, where the potholes are. Tell me where not to jump. Tell me where to skip, where to hop. Because I don't need to jump into that hole. If you knew that there was a hole right there, I will take your advice.
That's the thing. Everybody in their career, which is what I thought about after the conversation, I said, in a career, for your career to be successful, people always say you need a mentor to just tell you how to go through and create those shortcuts and get the roadmap so you don't have to make the mistakes that they made. Mm-mm. Literally, we got roadmaps in that meeting from men, single.
I don't want to hear it.
Thank you for listening to the Beloved Queens podcast. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
This royal shout out goes to Queen Kay Barnwell, the founder of Billy Boo, a girls' empowerment brand for the princesses in your life. Their focus is on products designed to empower girls to increase their self-awareness, self-identity, and self-care. Mothers of girls know the great struggle when it comes to finding unique products with an uplifting message. Well, search no more. Billy Boo's founder had the same problem with her daughter, so she created a solution. If you're looking for unique gifts, toys, clothing that promotes positive self-image, shop BillyBoo.com online, and that's Billy with an I. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area, head over to 4651 Woodstock Road, Roswell, Georgia. It's inside Painted Tree Roswell Space E18. Opens daily from 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. You and your princesses won't regret it. Billy Boo guarantees a magical experience. At Billy Boo, be free to be you. Go ahead, follow them on Instagram at @officialbillyboo.
Beloved, come join us in the room on Clubhouse for Talk Up the Takes. We're going to discuss freely. We'll be live. Come bring your testimonies. We have been sharing with you, so come share with us. Share with at least 10 people so we all can talk up the things then.
We're inviting women-run businesses to partner with us. Yes, our sponsorship packages are available at thebelovedqueens.com. All you have to do is simply click the red heart at the top right-hand corner to take advantage of the ads and other amazing offers. If you're a listener, though, who enjoys our content and would love to support us, you can donate there, too. And we're back.
So how do men create bonds?
Wow, yes.
That is a question for Clubhouse. I mean, how do women create bonds?
But isn't it more emotional for women, though? Because I know in terms, and I'm going back to time again, spending that time, it takes a while for me to let my guard down. It takes a while for me to let you in. So it wouldn't be for me, you know, it starts with, as Trina would say, a vibe. Then for me, it takes a while for me to, you know, fully let my guard down to even invite you in to have this relationship. It's literally spending time with the person to create that bond. You literally have to spend time and be intentional to want to know the person. Have to really want to know you for you, and vice versa as well, because you can't have bond. What I'm realizing, you can't have bond by yourself. So if you're creating a bond, it has to be between two people. So you can't be like, oh, he's going to bond with me and that's it. You have to bond with him for two. It's not a one chord thing. Not one piece of string don't make a bond.
Men have a bond to him, and that's not a bond. It is not a marriage either. Now listen, people.
Girl, talk up the things.
One-sided, that's not a marriage either.
Some people are under the guise that he can bond to me, but not me. I ain't bonding to him.
You can't have the man in love with you, and you're not loving him.
That's one-sided.
And he's not even loving Trina. Some people are natural connectors because of their upbringing. I remember, even though my mother traveled as a nurse and I was growing up with grandma, she made every single effort and a top priority to show me how to stay connected to her in a time when there was no Skype, WhatsApp, internet, none of these things. She kept the communication flowing. Forming connections is not hard for me because of my upbringing. But for some people, forming connections is kind of weird and odd, and they just don't know how to, you know, connect with people.
You ever heard a saying that love the person more between the couple, the person who showed them? And I don't think on the outside people might be looking in and say, oh, he shows her more love than, well, I don't know the people in.
Because sometimes what people show in public is a whole different person behind closed doors. Whole different person.
Not PDA. Yeah. Some people are not PDA people.
They're not.
And if you don't know what PDA is, it's public display of affection. Some people are naturally that way. Some people were nurtured that way. And some people are just not that way.
While behind doors, you have to run from them.
Listen, man. You have to run.
Okay. And you're like, so, what is happening up in here? So you never know.
For my couples, here's a word of warning. Don't be the person who shows lots of affection in public, but none behind closed doors. Mm-mm. Two, don't be that person who is pressuring your spouse for PDA because other couples are doing it without trying to understand the history of why affection doesn't come natural to them. This is a good place to have a conversation. And listen, in the end, if the goal is putting each other above yourself, and you kind of wish you could do PDA and it was easier for you, but it's not, that's the area where you can ask the Holy Spirit to heal and help you, especially if your wife or husband wants it. So then there's that. So I guess also women can create bond by, you see, like with the love languages now. So if you meet a person and they're really tapping into your love language, like, you know, if you're a gift-giving type of person or a gift-receiving, and they shower you with gifts because they know that that's what you love, or they're affectionate because they know that's what you love, like bring your flowers, do different things. And women get bonded to sometimes just you proving your word and not being unreliable. There are some people that get bonded because time shows that I can trust you. I can believe in what you say, and it's not a situation where I, you know, for me, bond starts with my particular bond with my husband and stuff. I just saw him as reliable. I saw him as reliable, and I could trust his word. And if he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. So you trust a little more, and you get bonded to that a little more. But then in past situations before, like in other relationships before, you would get bonded to material stuff when you're younger.
Gifts.
Sometimes you get bonded to people because of the words that they tell you. You know, lyrics.
Lyrics. And boy, I love lyrics, you know. Lyrics me.
Oh my God. That was a big turn off for me. I'm sorry.
Really? No, ma'am. I love the lyrics.
Because I thought it was a gift of gab. No, man, it was gab to me.
But me didn't love the gab, because me can't gab you back. Me say, you have lyrics? Me have lyrics, too. I lyrics for lyrics.
But something I've learned from my experience is that fast talkers, people who have all the best words to say, sometimes they could just be quote-unquote representing themselves. It's like a representative of themselves. And that could be a lie. That is a lie because that's not who they really are. And some people know that if you're a wordsmith and whatever, they can get to you by saying the right words.
They know how to get to you.
They do. Right, my single ladies? You've seen it where the guy who speaks the best and knows how to carry himself, and he's the one that has the girls lining up around the block for him, and they know each other exists. But he's able to convince every single one of them, you know, to that they're the one and only or whatever. And you know you're not the one and only. I'm telling you, if you don't slow yourself down, you could be like, whew. You know what I'm saying? You have to slow yourself down to see if someone is really pulling your chains because they know what you like, what buttons to push. But here's the problem. If you're talking, telling them every single thing about yourself, what you like, what you don't like, what you this, what you that, what you blah, 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 blah. You're giving them the keys without spending the time to listen to who they really are. One quick tip, getting to know somebody. Here's a quick way you can get to know somebody. You know, as you're spending time together, introduce a personality test just to see if you guys are compatible. And that, I think, can save you some time and help you to even have meaningful conversations. Human tapestry. One in spirit, oneness in mind, human connection, one of a kind, communication, and spending quality time fuses the bond between parent and child. This bond matters, the bridge to a heart, the bridge to passing on your faith, the bridge to passing on your essence and life's hard lessons, the bridge to passing on a piece of your soul. That was my poem from my book, My God, More Than a Belief and Experience. Now, for those who have difficulty connecting, I'm going to teach you something from Hebrew. So the name of God for the strength to connect in Hebrew is Mem Mem Ayin. Meditate on that so that God will help you to connect to only those that are good and beneficial for your life. Mem Mem Ayin. Help your sons and daughters to connect to those who are full of your light. In your precious holy name, amen. And for those of us who are bonded to bondage, I decree and declare Isaiah 61:1-3 over you. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair.
Add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queen.
And royal family, help us out. Head over to Apple Podcast and give us 5 stars. We'd also love if you would give us a review.